Finally, we want to discuss an algorithm which is often used in numerical simulations of spin systems, which is called the heat bath algorithm. The heat bath algorithm is an algorithm which is easily discussed for the ISI model. So let's remember what the ISI model is. The ISI model is a lattice model in which the fundamental variables are spin 1/2, or better, variables that takes two values only, plus 1 and minus 1. So let's imagine we have a lattice system, for instance, a square lattice. On each lattice size, there is a variable, let's call it sigma, which takes only two values, plus 1 and minus 1. And the Hamiltonian is simply the sum of sigma I, sigma j, so the product of the two spins on neighbors, so on two sides which are nearest neighbor one of the others. We sum everything and then we change the sign. So this is the Hamiltonian of our system. And now we want to define an algorithm for this system. Instead of using the Metropolis algorithm that we have discussed, you can use the heat bath. And in the heat bath, at each iteration, at each update, you simply take for sigma I the value which has the correct conditional probability. So the idea is we pick a site I, we want to define a new value for sigma I, we compute the conditional probability of sigma I given that all the other spins, the neighboring spins, are fixed, and then we choose the sigma I according to the conditional probability. So how is it done in practice? In practice, it works as follows. We take the Hamiltonian. The Hamiltonian contains a contribution H0, in which there are all contributions of the spins that do not interact with sigma I, the whole of them. And then there are the four terms on a square lattice, six terms on a cubic lattice, that corresponds to the interactions of sigma I with the neighboring spins. So imagine we are on a square lattice, so we have a sum sigma I, sigma j, where the sigma j's are the four nearest neighbors of the spin I. So we can rewrite the Hamiltonian as H0, H0 is independent of sigma I, minus sigma I V, where V is the sum of the nearest neighbor spins. So the conditional probability of spin sigma I can be written as a constant times e to minus beta V sigma I. So this is the conditional probability of the of spin sigma I, where the constant A can be immediately computed by requiring the normalization condition that the total probability is 1. So there are two possibilities for sigma I, plus 1 and minus 1. So the conditional probability of plus 1 plus the conditional probability of minus 1 should be 1. And this immediately gives you the value of the constant A. So how is the heat bath implemented? One chooses a lattice site, I. You can do it randomly or sequentially, exactly as we discussed for the Metropolis algorithm. And then we choose a sigma I plus 1 with a probability which is A times the exponential of minus beta V, and sigma I minus 1 with probability A e plus beta V. So these are the two probabilities. Of course, their sum is 1 by definition. So this is the algorithm, the heat bath algorithm, which is often mixed with the standard Metropolis algorithm to avoid ergodicity problems. Again, as we said, the Metropolis algorithm is very greedy because it always wants to change, to flip the spin, and so it may have problems with ergodicity. So sometimes it's useful to mix Metropolis updates with heat bath updates, because the heat bath update is not as greedy. There's always a possibility, a probability, to remain in the same, to maintain the same spin. So with some probability it is flipped, but with some probability it remains exactly the same. It's interesting to reinterpret the heat bath as a particular kind of Metropolis algorithm in which we are not choosing as acceptance the minimum of 1 and R. So let's go back to our Metropolis discussion, and let's see that there is another solution of the detailed balance equation. When we discussed the Metropolis algorithm, we arrived at the point in which we wanted to find an acceptance matrix satisfying the equation that A of going from x to y divided by A yx was equal to our R. And we said the Metropolis choice consists in taking A equal to minimum of 1 and R. And this is indeed also the optimal choice. But there are also other solutions, A, that satisfy this equation. And now we show that another solution for A is A equal R divided by 1 plus R. We want to show that this quantity here is also a solution of this equation. So assume that AXY is equal to RXY divided by 1 plus RXY. Let's compute AYX, so in which we have interchanged yx. So we interchange yx in the definition of R. And now we use the fundamental property of rxy, that rxy is equal to 1 divided by ryx. We substitute, and then we see that ayx is 1 divided by 1 plus rxy. So then we can easily verify using this two definitions that our equation is satisfied, because axy divided by ayx, we substitute the two expressions and we immediately see that the result is rxy. So this is another solution that guarantees detailed balance, which is of course less efficient. Indeed, at the bottom of the page, there is the graph of the two solutions, and as you can see, the Metropolis choice gives always a better acceptance. You accept more using the Metropolis choice 1 RXY than using as acceptance R 1 divided by 1 plus R. Now what I want to show is that the heat bath can be seen as a kind of Metropolis algorithm in which A is not the standard Metropolis choice, but is exactly the one which is written here, so it's R divided by 1 plus R. So let's do the check, and let's reinterpret the heat bath algorithm as a Metropolis algorithm. So the idea is the following. We must define again a proposal. So in our proposal, again, we propose to flip the spin with probability 1. So if sigma I is 1, we propose sigma I equal minus 1, and if sigma I is minus 1, we propose sigma I equal 1. So the transition matrices is non-vanishing only for the plus minus and minus plus cases, so in which the two spins have opposite directions, and in this case it's equal to 1. The probability, the proposal matrix is symmetric, so the factor R is simply the ratio of the two probabilities. So R plus minus is the ratio of pi minus, the ratio of the probability of the final configurations divided by the probability of the initial configuration. Those we know, they are exactly e to a e to beta v divided by a e to minus beta v, and so we have e to the power 2 beta v. So this is R plus minus. R minus plus is obtained using the relation that R x y is equal to 1 divided by ryx, and so it's just the same quantity with the opposite sign. So at this point, we can compute the acceptance, and the acceptance for the case in which we go from 1 to minus 1. So it's called A plus minus. Now we use our new definition for the acceptance, so R divided by 1 plus R. We substitute the expression for R, and then we slightly rearrange the ratio in such a way that we get e to beta v divided by e to beta v plus e to minus beta v. We can go from, we can arrive at the last expression simply by multiplying numerator and denominator by the same factor, e to minus beta v. And in the second line, we have the acceptance for the opposite case, in which you go from minus 1 to plus 1, and again, we arrive at the last expression by multiplying numerator and denominator by e to the power beta v. So the full transition matrix is again the proposal multiplied by the acceptance. And then you see that the probability of going from 1 to minus 1, the proposal probability is 1. A is computed above, and so we have A multiplied by E to beta V, to the power beta V, which is exactly the same probability that we had in the heat bath algorithm. If we want to know the probability of remaining in the same state, the probability of having a null transition, a transition in which the direction of the spin doesn't change, we just have to take 1 minus P, and we get A multiplied by e to minus beta v, which is again, of course, the sum should be 1. So if the first line is identical to the heat bath probability, also the second one is identical to the heat bath probability. And then we can do also the same check if we start from sigma I equal to minus 1. Again, we reobtain the heat bath probabilities. So in this case, we've seen that the heat bath can be reinterpreted as a kind of metropolis algorithm in which we are not making the metropolis choice for the acceptance. And the advantage or disadvantage, it depends, is that the heat bath is not as greedy as the metropolis algorithm, because as you can see here, there are no cases in which the flipping probability is exactly 1. There is always some probability of remaining in the same state, which in principle is bad news. We want to have a fast dynamics, but it may be useful to guarantee ergodicity, because the metropolis algorithm in spin systems sometimes is not ergodic. So we have to mix it with some different algorithm to ensure the ergodicity of the dynamics.